Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Stephen Mwanbenyake, pastor of Alive Church of Des Moines and Serve Africa Ministry. He's the guest of the senator from Hancock, Senator Guth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by McKenna Gregoric.
Oh Lord, I ask you this morning to fill these honorable men and women with your spirit and to cause them to follow your principles. Please direct their steps according to your word, because their decisions have a great impact on our lives. Please help them to lead and govern with integrity. May you be their defender and their protector, and may you keep them and their families safe. May each day of decision making in their lives be guided by divine insights. Please bless them indeed, O Lord, and make them a blessing to our state. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 2190 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Appropriations. There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has on February 11, 2020, passed the following bills. Senate File 2164, bill for enacting public school funding by modifying provisions relating to the regular program, state cost per pupil, and appropriations, transportation equity fund, including effective date provisions. Senate File 2142, a bill for enacting public school funding by establishing state percent growth in the categorical state percent growth for the budget year beginning July 1, 2020, modifying provisions reference to the property tax replacement payment, including effective date provisions.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Des Moines, Senator Green, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I on order for a brief introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Actually, an announcement. Today is Southeast Iowa Days. I always tell people, come to Southeast Iowa. It's always 65 and sunny. Probably won't be today, but it'll be close to it. We're fortunate today we're going to have a group of business leaders from the Chamber of Commerce of Mount Pleasant, Keokuk, Fort Madison, and Burlington here in the Capitol to talk with us and express their concerns and their needs. Also, there will be a group of students from Southeastern Community College, the Empower U students. This is a group of, I believe, 29 students from 14 high schools in Southeast Iowa. So I hope you will take your time and greet with those students. And with that, I yield further comments to Senator Rich Taylor from Mount Pleasant.
Senator Taylor, will you yield? You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Green. Thank you, Mr. President. I've been watching these young people come up here for the past now 8 years, and they study on some problems that they see that we're having in this state. They don't study it as a Republican. They don't study it as a Democrat. They just study it as Iowans, kind of like what we should be doing here all the time. Present then their ideas, their thoughts and their views and their ways to fix these problems. Today they'll have three different programs starting about 2 o'clock. One of them is sex education in public schools. Another one is solar energy, and another one is the K through 12 mental health in our public schools. They're very interesting. If you have time, you can come and go as you please. They do like input from the legislators that attend, listen to their program, ask questions, grill them a little bit on how they come to these conclusions. They enjoy that. So anybody that can make it down to room 116 about 2 o'clock or until probably around 4:30, you'll probably be very impressed with what these young people have managed to do in a short time that they get together, because they're all from all over Southeast Iowa. They're not just from one school district, so it takes a lot of effort to get them all together. So if you have time, I'm sure that you will enjoy it, and they'll enjoy having you. Thank you, Senator Green and Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Since 1908, Every Step, which is formerly the HCI Care Services and Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa, has provided compassionate care and support to families as they face life-changing moments. Every Step serves more than 65,000 Iowans each year across the state, with at least one program available in each county. Join Every Step today from 12:30 to 3 in the Rotunda to learn more about their incredible services. Thank you, Mr. President.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Senate Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22.
The Senate will be at ease for Republicans and Democrats to caucus. Democratic Caucus Room 24, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately. Democratic Caucus Room 24, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately. Senate will be in order. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate File 2144 with Senator Costello.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, calls up Senate File 2144 with Senator Costello. The chair recognizes the senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening remarks on Senate File 2144.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate File 2144 is the supplemental appropriations bill that we sent over the House last week. The bill is back with an amendment, and I would ask to go that amendment now.
The chair calls up Amendment 5004 by the House. Senator Costello, you're in order for opening remarks on Amendment 5004 by the House for Senate File 2144.
Thank you, Mr. President. Amendment 5004 does a couple of things. One is the Flood Mitigation Board and the Department of Homeland Security recalculated and added up the funding necessary to address the levee repairs that are necessary to prevent additional flooding this spring. They realized the funding added to about $21 million rather than $20 million, which we had passed. So this amendment increases the funding for the flood recovery by $1 million to reflect that. And the second thing the bill does is the House amended the bill by adding some reporting requirements for both DHS and the Department of Homeland Security so that we know how they specifically spent the funds. I want to thank everyone in the chamber for their support on this. And I want to thank the governor, and upon passage of this bill and signature by the governor, the Flood Mitigation Board is prepared to meet and they'll approve the projects on the work on the levees. Well, the work's already started on the levees, so they'll be able to continue that. With that, I would move that we concur in House Amendment 5004 and vote yes.
The senator from Mills, Senator Costello, moves that we concur in House Amendment 5004 and asks for a yay vote. Senators, this is your final opportunity to speak on Senate File 2144 and the amendment from the House. Once we concur with the House, we move to final passage of Senate File 2144. Do any senators seek the floor to speak on Amendment 5004? The chair recognizes the senator from Adams, Senator Shipley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, we talked about this last week, and I said we would probably need to request more money. I just did not expect it to happen this quickly. But there are some issues that came up with the flood mitigation in the board meeting as they prioritized things and found that there was going to be a real shortage on some very important projects up there. One of them includes the areas where the damage comes. It closes Interstate 680 and 29. So it has a definite impact on all of Iowa. And I just ask you to encourage you to support this so we can get this going.
The chair recognizes the senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue.
Thank you, Mr. President, and colleagues in the Senate. I rise in support of Amendment 5004. Here's how close it came. The Senate had passed the $20 million, and in the Homeland Security, in the Flood Mitigation Board last week, they were trying to whittle down the list, and they kept whittling down the list, and they couldn't get it down to $20 million. And there was a suggestion to just, well, let's just fund them all at 93%, since all the legislature is going to give us the $20 million. And Representative McConkie spoke up and said, you know what, it hasn't passed the House yet. Let's see if the House can provide additional money so for these urgent, immediate needs projects that have been identified, and by the way, have been urgent and immediate needs projects for a long time, Representative McConkie said, hey, why don't we see if the House will add more money? And then he worked with Representative Seek and got that done. But I will also just remind you, we are leaving out dozens of other communities, Muscatine, Buffalo, LeClaire, Davenport, Harlan, Council Bluffs, and others that have asked for $165 million. And they already have figured out kind of what likely the federal government is going to cover and what they're not going to cover. This isn't our first time we've been through a disaster. We've done this over and over and over again. And at some point, you got to stop cutting taxes and help people who need help. So I hope you'll vote for this amendment. Thank God Representative McConkie was willing to speak up. Otherwise, there would have been a bunch of people out there figuring out, well, we're 7% short. So thank God for Representative McConkie, and I hope we'll pass this and get this done. And then let's get to work on this, the other list. There are people who are hurting who need money. We know that hazard mitigation works. At some point, colleagues in the Senate, you've got to safeguard people and property. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair recognizes the senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach.
Thank you, Mr. President. With all due respect, Senator Hoag, I think we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. We've got experts on the ground. We've got five or six disaster project specialists at the Department of Homeland Security, led by two bureau chiefs that have worked hundreds of hours with mayors, council members, supervisors, county emergency management authorities to identify projects that are needed to be rebuilt and identify how much money is needed to fund those projects and where the money is going to come from. I don't know that you've got the expertise that these people do. You may have. I haven't seen your credentials on that. But I'm going to go with the experts on what they request. And I think this body is also showing that they're flexible. They came back and said, hey, we've discovered some other things that we need to do. And, you know, it was after we passed our $20 million and went over the House, they increased to $21 million. I'm not afraid to say that maybe in 4 weeks, these people are on the ground right now doing this work. I'm not afraid to bring another bill back up in 4 weeks and appropriate more money if that's what they're going to recommend. So I'm here. I'm going to be working with you, everything else. But, you know, I'm going to leave it to the experts to tell us what they need. I'm not going to tell them what they need. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the senator from Woodbury, Senator Jay Smith.
I, too, rise in support of this amendment, and I just want to say, as being a Western Iowa senator and being able to visit the flood zones a few times, and also being a county supervisor in 2011 when we had our big flood up in Woodbury, it is the people, the local people that really do the work, and I think today I am very proud to be part of voting yes for this, because I think we came through. We came through for the people of the communities, at least in Western Iowa. And so thank you for your work. And I guess a little bit of patience was needed. And it's a good day.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for final remarks on Amendment 5004.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. President, I just move the bill.
The Senator from Mills moves the adoption of Amendment 5004 to Senate File 2144. Those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The yeas appear to have it. The yeas do have it. The Senate concurs. We now move to the last and final reading of the bill. The Secretary will read.
Senate File 2144, a bill for enacting financial regulatory management and supplementing appropriations for fiscal year being July 1, 2019, including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
The senator from Mills moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2144 as amended will vote yay. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will receive your vote. Senator Quirnbach votes yay. Senator Whiting votes yay. Senator Sinclair votes yay. Senator Kinney votes yay. Senator Nunn votes yay. Bisignano votes yea. Senator R. Taylor votes yea. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please excuse Senator Rosenboom until he arrives?
Senator Rosenboom will be excused until he arrives. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please excuse Senator Feenster until he arrives?
Senator Feenster will be excused until he arrives. Senator Kapoutsian votes yea. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. The secretary will close the voting system. The secretary will lock the voting system and record your votes. The Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting yea, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2144.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, asks for unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2144. Seeing no objections, so ordered. We are now at that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Are there any senators seeking the floor? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 13th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yea. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, February 13th at 9 o'clock a.m.